Baker said his vision of an ideal operative was someone shrewd, self-reliant, smart, courageous, and inapproachable by bribery. His men, many of them former California vigilantes, skilled with knives, pistols, and killing without remorse, hardly lived up to that standard. A number of them over the course of the Civil War would be accused of being liars, exaggerators, or corrupt creatures without honor. Among his more reputable employees were two of his cousins from Lansing, Michigan, whom Baker literally summoned to his headquarters in the spring of 1862, Luther Byron Baker and his brother, Joseph Stannard Baker. 31-year-old Luther, who sometimes went by his middle name, Byron, wore a long beard like his cousin Lafayette, but was more slightly built. Joseph, only 22 when he arrived in Washington, was a smart young man who interrupted college studies and teaching to fight in the war. He admitted he had a cold personality, intent on common sense, always governing his emotions and actions. For family, Luther and Joseph were treated to a frosty reception when they walked into Cousin Lafayette's headquarters. For hours, they sat in a front room waiting their turn to see Baker, who finally breezed by on his way out the front door and said only, "I will see you soon." Days passed, and the brothers idly waited, catching only glimpses of their boss as he rushed in and out of his headquarters. Finally, Joseph approached Lafayette as he was about to climb into a carriage and told him he was anxious to start work. "You are on the payroll," Baker answered with a sneer. "What more do you want?" He drove off. Luther and Joseph immediately concluded that Cousin Lafayette was a devious and egotistical self-promoter, which was the case. Baker became power-hungry and intoxicated with the idea that the North could not win the war without him.